Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I got to tell you, my whole crew keeps knocking them out of the park, and Steve Watson set a grand slam here, proving from every angle that this new footage of the supposed hijackers taking credit is a fraud. Well, their statement that it's them admitting to it has no audio, there's nothing, that's a fraud. Then it links back to one of Donald Rumsfeld's deputies, the people that are always putting it out. It's been out for a year or so in this docudrama on television, admitted, edited, fake government footage. It's insane. Let's talk to Deanne in Illinois, then Chris in Canada. Go ahead, Deanne. You're on the air with Steve Watson.
Hi, Eric. Alex. I'm sorry. You came out here. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm a radio host as well.
Well, don't be so sorry.
I am. I'm sorry, because you've been doing an excellent job, and, you know, I commend you. Alex, I was trying to talk to your host, and I got Alex in my mind.
Okay. My name's Alex, and you're talking to Steve.
Yeah, Steve. You know, I'm getting flustered.
He likes to be called Stevie, though.
Yeah, I'm getting flustered. So, anyway, what I want to say about Muhammad Atta, I was in a business in Palos Heights, Illinois, where in 2000, Atta called into my business because there was a flight school there within my business that reported to the FBI, and they did absolutely nothing. And I'm under the impression from what I've done in looking into different things, and I do a lot of background checking and investigation, that this man is still alive, and it was just totally a hoax. The 9/11 issue had to do with insurance fraud, manipulation of money through real estate and everything else tied right back into this government and CIA. There were operatives that I've talked to. They have told me that they used various names like Mohammed. That was like a code word for these ops to go and perpetrate these criminal activities so that we would point fingers.
Well, we know Atta and everybody else was trained in every type of spy training under the sun. Mm-hmm. They're total government agents. There's no debating that.
Yeah, and it's a nightmare. But the thing is, I just want to ask both of you for the listening audience, and this is what I put together a petition. One is by Alfred Weber, which is for treason against George Bush's White House, and the other one is I'm trying to get the low-end government officials that are okaying and allowing these things from each state to be impeached and removed out of government offices.
Okay, so, is there a website or something?
Yeah, I'm putting it together. You can go on my site, which is DANNESGUST.CO.NR, and I will be putting that up tomorrow.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've actually heard your radio show and
called in a couple of times too, and you're wonderful. And
yeah.
I want to support everything you're doing. We got to collectively work on this, and I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Good. Well, you are too. Good to hear from you. Let's take one call here from Chris in Canada. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for what you're doing. And you know, what puzzles me is, like, since I figured this out, or this became clear to me, everything about 9/11, etc., I just can't stop spreading the word. And when someone that I speak to finally does see the facts and their mind has changed, nobody really cares. It's like I've never found anybody who gets really lit up by this.
Oh, well, you found me, buddy.
I found you, yeah.
Steve gets lit up, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, well, I've found now that I don't need, well, I still go to people, but now more so. Especially this year, people are now coming to me, people that I know, that I haven't, you know, I've sown seeds with them before, but they're now coming to me to find out more. I think all you've got to do really is keep sowing the seed, and as more information comes out, people will start coming to you for more.
And before you let me go, I just wanted to about your getting your videos out.
Well, stay there, because we got Chris Floyd, an amazing writer and researcher, coming up. But I'll keep you both 2 minutes on the other side.
Okay.
I know Steve has a hot day tonight. We got to let him go. It's nighttime over there. And, well, it's true. That's what you told me. And then we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have Chris Floyd on with us. But stay there. Caller, you stay there, too. I'm going to let you both finish up on the other side. This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pieces analyzing the Hitlerian Enabling Act passed last week, signed by Lord Bush. But I think one of the best is Fatal Vision, the deeper evil behind the detainee bill. And we're going to read just a few paragraphs of that in a moment and go to Chris Floyd, who I've been a big fan of for years. Briefly met him at the Project Censored Award back in 2004. He joins us from Oxford, England, though he is an American, and has a huge bio here. I won't even attempt to go over it. But briefly finishing up with Steve Watson, also joining us from England, and he is an Englander. And we were talking to Chris in Canada. Chris, you had one more point you wanted to make to Steve Watson. Go ahead.
Really? Well, actually, this is just for you, Alex. As far as getting your videos out into Canada, because we need them here, and you were saying that you're having difficulty getting them across customs.
Well, I can get videos into Russia, China, anywhere, South Africa. Canada is like Nazi Germany. It was hard for me to fly in. I was detained for 15 hours last time I flew in there.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah. If why not have somebody in Canada and just have them distributed from Canada?
We've heard a lot of that. A lot of people have said that, and we're probably going to end up having to do that, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. Steve Watson, in closing, you have written two huge articles, your brother's written two. This new development, tracking back the fake hijacker tape that was released last week to a former deputy of Donald Rumsfeld, this is massive, and the fact that the very video was shown 2 years ago or a year ago in a docudrama, this show, we have caught them with their pants completely down, Steve, and you have knocked it out of the park. A final statement?
Well, yeah, just to say that I mean, things like this tape, as they've shown, they don't need to make them complex or, you know, sophisticated. They just throw them out there. And it's really like they're firing cannonballs off a warship, and we just got to just counter-strike and strike back, because they don't need to be sophisticated. They're just using them as distractions from, as we've seen, from basically destruction of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Well, that is one of their strong points, is it is just mindless lies. In fact, they make them stupid. We killed Zarqawi 12 times. You know, we killed... I mean, it's ridiculous. How dumb do they think we are?
I don't know. Maybe they think we'll just get so bored of how dumb they are that we'll stop trying to counter-strike, but we're not going to.
No, we're having a lot of success right now. You keep it up, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. There goes Steve Watson. Always great to have him with us. Okay, let me just read a few paragraphs of this, and we'll go to our guest. Fatal Vision, the Deeper Evil Behind the Detainee Bill. And Chris Floyd has written for international newspapers in England, Russia, the U.S. He writes. His stuff gets posted everywhere. He's very prolific. Probably don't even have to introduce him to this audience. Fatal Vision, the Deeper Evil Behind the Detainee Bill. And it begins, "It was a dark hour indeed last Thursday when the United States Senate voted to end the Constitutional Republic and transform the country into a leader state, giving the president and his agents the power to capture, torture, and imprison forever anyone, American citizens included, whom they arbitrarily decided is an enemy combatant. This also includes those who merely give terrorism some kind of support, defined so vaguely that many experts say it could encompass legal advice, innocent gifts to charities, or even political opposition to U.S. government policy within its draconian structures." And I read most of the bill, most of the sections on enemy combatant designations, or alien and enemy combatant designations. Not giving total allegiance to Bush, damaging property, trespassing, seizing something that isn't yours. I mean, it's unbelievable. All of this is bad enough, a sickening and cowardly surrender of liberty not seen in a major Western democracy since the Enabling Act passed by a German Reichstag in March of 1933, a month after Hitler firebombed it, I would add. But it is by no means the full extent of our degradation. In reality, the darkness is deeper and more foul than most people imagine. For in addition to the dictatorial powers of seizure and torment given by Congress on Thursday to George W. Bush, powers he had already seized and exercised for 5 years anyway, even without this fig leaf of sham legality, there is a far more sinister imperial right that Bush has claimed and used openly without any demur or debate from Congress at all, ordering the extrajudicial killing of anyone on earth that he and his deputies decide arbitrarily, without charges, court hearing, formal evidence, or appeal. It is an enemy combatant. And the article goes on for 10 pages jam-packed. I mean, you want to really learn what they're doing, you go read this. And we don't have time to read all of it, but we are honored again to have Chris Floyd with us. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. The article sure sounds better when you read it, I must say.
Babble through it. No, excellent job. First, tell us a little bit about Chris Floyd. This is your maiden visit with us. And then get into, because you've been chronicling this and unfortunately tolling the bell that all this would happen. Your analysis has been in the top 10 I've seen out there. And unfortunately, you're spot on yet again. Tell us about yourself and break down what's really happening for us and what you see happening in the future.
Well, Alex, like you said, you know, I'm an American. I do live in England at the moment, but I'm an American. I worked over in the Moscow Times for many years, and that's where I really started writing about Bush. I had a column for the Moscow Times for about 11 years. And I began writing about this this power grab of George Bush. Actually, my first article about Bush's power grab, imperial power grab, was September 19th, 2001. You know, I mean, from the very first days we've been writing about this. I've been writing about this extrajudicial killing program since November the 2nd, 2001. And as I pointed out, I don't know if I pointed out in this article, I've pointed out elsewhere, all these facts, as you said, it's a long article and it's full of facts, all these facts about these extrajudicial powers, unconstitutional powers, this tyrannical powers that Bush has seized over the years, all these facts are in the mainstream press. I didn't get them from any inside whistleblower. You know, I didn't have Daniel Ellsberg come around and tell me about it. You just read it in the paper. Where they brag about it, where they talk openly about it, especially in the early days when they were, you know, when Cheney was going on television saying, yeah, we're going to the dark side and saying it openly. You know, now they've pulled back from that a little bit. But it's all out there in the open. All this information is out there for anyone to see. And as I say, it's been going on for about 5 years. And so to me, in some ways, what happened last Thursday, and I know it is to you too, I mean, it was horrible, it was heartbreaking, but it really wasn't a surprise, was it, you know, to see the Congress buckle like that, to see the Democrats not even...
No, it wasn't, but still when it happened, everybody I've talked to said it was still, like, we didn't think we'd be staggered by it, but everybody I've talked to, including Ed Asner yesterday, said that it was literally like I lost something. I'm like, my God, everything we said about them is true. They really did it. It's still, even though we knew it was going to happen, to see them do it...
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, it's like in any other situation. When you're there, you're expecting the worst. So you have some fatal illness, or you suspect you have a fatal illness, right? And you prepare for it, and you think, well, that's probably the worst. But when the doctor finally tells you, you know, that's it, man, you're going. It's a big shock, no matter how much you're prepared for it, how much you think it's going to happen. That's what's happened here. As you say, you know, you've been writing about it and talking about it and filming about it, and I've been writing about it for 5 years now. But, you know, I guess there was an element, especially in the early years when I wrote about it, an element of this is what could happen, you know. This is what's coming. This could happen if, you know, if it's followed to its logical conclusion, this is what could happen. Sort of a prophylactic kind of, you know, saying, look, you know, trying to warn people. But then it turned out to be just, it has happened, you know. And
yeah, it's
so,
like saying
yes.
The redcoats are going to land. We say it for years, and finally the ships are landing, the troops are disembarking. It's here.
Yeah, I know, it's here. Well, I mean, there's nothing to... Once it's been approved this way, I guess at some point, in some ways, as long as it was all hidden, as long as we could see it happening and Bush was claiming his powers in secret with executive orders. But, I mean, this is really, yes, I've used this expression myself many times, crossing the Rubicon. Each time we think this is it, but this is it. I mean, when the Congress comes out and embraces this unitary executive theory, embraces torture, embraces this ability of the president to see, you know, as you were talking about, this enemy combatant designation is just wide open. It could be anybody they want to, for anything they want to. When the Congress has embraced that and enshrined it in law, not only is it shocking, but it means that the Supreme Court is almost certain to go along with it. I mean, of course, this court might be willing to go anyway, but, you know, just in our system, in our legal system, the courts usually defer to if both the executive and the legislative decide something. You know, well, this is heavy artillery on their side. And of course, you know, I mean, I don't want to make too much of these comparisons, although I do here, between what happened in Germany, but why not? I mean, it is a lot like that. This is what the Nazis did, too. They took the legal structure, you know, the formal legal legislative structure in Germany at that time, and they used it, you know, again to seize power illegally. And that's what we've seen here, you see. It's really, no, you're right. I mean, it's a horrible thing, and I agree with Ed Asner. You know, it's like someone has died. Someone has died, you know. Our country has died, so...
I just, they really threw down the gauntlet here. Do you think, some people hope that, well, Congress did this because they knew that Bush could be indicted or he could be impeached and then indicted for torture, for war crimes, for illegal spying, that this was them trying to buttress him. But it doesn't matter because he's already declared these powers. He's sworn to use them.
Yes. Well, he openly declared he's going to use them. And yes, and that's the part of the bill that I actually didn't get into, but you're right to bring it up. Because, as you say, my article was long, but I didn't have room to get I didn't even have room to get all of the horrors in this bill into this article. Is this immunity provision? Yes, that was a big part of it. I mean, that's probably the main part to Bush, because, as you say, he's already claimed and used these powers, but what he wanted was this immunity provision. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, of course, these are war crimes that he's committed openly, and warrantless surveillance program is an open, in-your-face, brazen, I'm bragging about it, violation of American law. They don't care about that, you know. They don't care about it. And because they get away with it, no one does anything about it. But you're right. And the immunity section is a very important part that I would have liked to have gotten into. And I have written about it elsewhere. But what can you say? I mean, you know, the American establishment would never put Bush on trial. I mean, the worst you could do is, you know, shimmy him out the door like...
Exactly.
No,
I mean, they're doing this for a reason. We're going to break. Chris Floyd's our guest for the rest of the hour. He joins us from Oxford, England. We're extremely honored to have him. I want to get into the Iran war, where you see this going next. I mean, they just keep marching down the road to tyranny. They keep moving forward at every level, dismantling the United States. The United States is an idea. It's law. It's the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and it has been overturned. It still lives in our hearts and minds, but it has been overturned.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 5th, 2006. Gold opened at $573.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $605.44. Again, that's $605.44 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
They're going for broke, my friends. You see, once a government goes this criminal, it's like a Ponzi scheme. They've got to keep putting more and more in just to keep it expanding onto the next front, bigger and bigger, or it will fall in on itself. Trillions missing from the Pentagon, getting rid of our borders, setting up the North American Union, all the no-bid contracts, the corruption, the sex scandals, just all of it. A pack of criminals. We become Rome. And they're passing laws to take all your private property. They're passing laws to give you all these new taxes. I mean, and don't think the Democrats will save you. This is both parties, But this particular brand with the Bushies is deadly dangerous. Chris Floyd, you've been covering politics for decades. You've really been watching these neocons for a long time. You've made a lot of good predictions and analysis in the past. projecting forward with your dead reckoning, what do you see happening with Iran? What do you see happening with the neocon hubris? I mean, are we just going off the end of the cliff here?
Well, actually, that's a, you know, that's the question of the day, isn't it? I mean, I think one thing we might be seeing, I mean, it comes down to if the American establishment, you know, sort of the old line American establishment, where the power really is, you know, if they go along with it, then we are going off the deep end, and they've gone along with everything so far. I think some, we, you know, I wrote recently about this Bob Woodward book. It's sort of like what I see the Bob Woodward.
It was a great
book.
Article. You called it War in Heaven. Tell us about that.
Well, that's it's the elite. You know, this whole thing is a scramble between the elite, you see. Now, you've got the Bush faction elite. That's your old, you know, your oil guys, your right-wing Christian cranks and all these people. And you got your old line establishment that George Bush's father sort of represents. You know, there's these guys that go back decades, generations of old money and old rapacious elites, you know, going back generations. I think Woodward has always sort of spoken for that establishment, you know, that faction of the establishment. I think this is what his book is. It's sort of a way to sort of rattle Junior Bush a little bit. I mean, it's like a little squabble. It's a little squabble between the elites, you see. But I think the Iran thing is sort of scaring them. To me, that's where the sort of as I mentioned this article, I'm sorry, I'm not making much sense. As I mentioned this article, this is what's really sort of bad about it. It's not up to us. It's not up to we, the people. It's how these elite factions, and some of it, even within one family, the Bush family, how they resolve their differences. It's going to depend on whether or not we attack Iran. And I think.
So you believe that Fisher is real? I mean, I wasn't sure if it was real until this year at Bilderberg in Ottawa. We confirmed they were having screaming, cussing matches. And that the neocons are now in the minority, but in control of the U.S. War engine and system. And then now Colin Powell's coming out saying he was fired, and he went in and warned Bush after he was fired. He said, you've got to stop it. And Bush said, I don't care. So, I mean, that really shows that at least maybe the old line was with the neocons before, but they are trying to make a separation now.
Well, I think that's right, but, you know, the point is how far they will go with it. As I mentioned in the, you know, no, I think you're exactly right about that. And they were a little bit worried about the Iraq war. You know, before Iraq, there was these articles from Scowcroft and all these people, and sort of little shots across the bow from Daddy to Junior there. But in the end, they buckled under with it, you know, because it's just...
Where do you think Rockefeller is and people like that?
Well, you know, I think all this sort of O-line people, they found that, you know, Junior Bush and the Bush faction had been so sweet to them, you know, tax cuts, no regulations, all this kind of stuff, you know, just open the treasury to them, you know, war profits. It's just been too sweet for them to give up the goods, you know. But I think what they're worried about now is it's getting a little too far, and you might just kill the whole, you know, you might kill the whole golden goose. But, again, it's just a matter of them making that decision, you know. Do we go with this? Do we think, well, maybe we can weather this Iran thing and come out better? Or maybe not. But in any case, as I mentioned in this article, you know, they're not going to bring George W. Bush down all the way. They might rattle his cage a little bit. They might try to pull him back. And like you say, they might wrap a few of the neocons a little bit. But it also depends on whether these forces that they've unleashed, the neocons and the right-wing Christians, you know, they may be stronger than too strong to pull back on the reins now. You know, I mean, they've sort of used these people, you know, sort of a mutual benefit for everyone around. But,
and Chris,
you know,
when you say right-wing Christians, I mean, these aren't real right-wing Christians. You mean the cult-like, nuke the world, end the planet, bring Jesus back, George Bush's Jesus crowd.
Yes, of course, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't mean people that actually would have any resemblance whatsoever to someone who followed any of the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, we're talking about these politicized cult figures, absolutely. But, you know, I don't know. Gosh, that's just the big question to me is if the establishment is going to go along with Iran. But, I think that the Bush people, the Cheney faction, the Rumsfeld faction, they will attack Iran. I mean, this is what they come in to do. This is what they're there for, you know. And as you say, they need to keep, as you say, it's like a Ponzi scheme. You have to keep upping the ante and upping the ante because, just again, as you said, so much stuff is coming out now. Sex scandals, corruption scandals, you know, Bush has been rumbled on all this. You know, you've got, what, 65% of the people believe now that Bush lied about Iraq, you know, which is pretty good since he obviously lied from the day one. But I mean, you know, we've got that going on. As you say, they've got to keep upping the ante. It's got to keep getting worse and worse to stay ahead of all that. And so that's what makes me think more and more that there'll be some sort of attack on Iran. And you know, they're putting everything in place. They've got some battle groups in the ocean over there. They've got at least two battle groups.
Let's talk about that in detail when we get back and take calls. Chris Floyd, internationally syndicated columnist. We'll be right back. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Chris Lloyd's our guest. We're going to open the phones up later in this segment, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the official abolishment of the Bill of Rights. And again, hundreds of different editorialists, political scientists, PhDs in political science, constitutional scholars, conservatives, liberals, libertarians, they've all read the bill, and they're all saying it killed the republic. My article said they killed the republic. Chris Floyd's article said they killed the republic. Okay? Everyone unanimously, without looking at each other, within a day, had written the same thing. Because we went and read the bill. Go read this horror for yourself. H.R. 6166. If you don't have total allegiance to Bush's government, you're a terrorist, and you don't get due process. You can be tortured, but they call it pressure. Before we go back to Chris Floyd and your calls, again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. I said that a little quick, didn't I? 800-259-9231. We're carrying a new video, 9/11 Mysteries Part 1 Demolitions. And this 90-minute documentary just focuses on how they blew the buildings up, the inside job. It's got footage never before seen, interviews never before seen. It is a crackerjack film. This is, you know, this focuses in on just one area of 9/11 in great detail. It's a great tactic. Great voiceover. A woman voices it. Very professional. Very well done out in Hollywood. We're carrying it. We have it for you on InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. There, of course, is my new film, Terror Storm, which is the opposite of 9/11 Mysteries. It's the wide view. the history of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, 7/7, proving it was an inside job, the Madrid bombing. We get into the lies that took us to war in Iraq, how they premeditatedly in the White House of Downing Street memo said they'd lie. We get into the warrantless spying, the torture of children, John Yoo's own memos. Believe me, it's a film you need to have. Terror Storm, almost 2 hours long. The extras are 68 minutes, so it's over 3 hours total. Of the 9/11 Neocon Symposium that was historical, we had that over 1,200 people attended in Los Angeles in June 1995, and we do want people to carry it, want people to get it out to folks. If you want to be a bulk slash, I guess, seller of this, you can also call my office, 512-291-5750, or again, you can call 1-877-996-4327. I'm losing my mind. Too many numbers. That's the network backline. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I carry dozens of other films. I've made 15 films. I got a lot of other books and videos by great researchers and authors we carry. You need to have it. You need to get them. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you're encouraged, and I beg you, to make copies of all my videos, the 15 films I've made. I don't want you to get them unless you're going to burn a few copies of the DVDs or the VHS and give them to people. Look, we're not going to have a country. They're going to take over even worse than they already have. They're going to get real abusive. The electronic voting machine frauds, the land grabbing, all of it. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. And I'm not going to give up and roll over and die. So join me in this fight. You can also go to Google Video and type Terror Storm. That's Terror Storm. And even if you've already done this, do it again. Get it. Email it out to your whole email list. Post it on your website. I want you to call into every talk show, liberal, conservative, patriot, mainstream, and tell them, hey, Terror Storm, the documentary of the resistance, as Kurt Nemo said, it's for free on Google Video. Terror Storm. Google it. Terror Storm. Google it. Tell them. We are desperately trying to cause a revelation, a renaissance of understanding here. We have had over 4 million downloads in the last month and a half on Google Video for Terror Storm. They are deleting our rankings every time we hit several million in the aggregate, so we don't go into the top 100. We've been in the top 100 one time, and that's when they started deleting us. They do not want this to be a phenomenon like Loose Change Second Edition. Don't let them have their way. Even if they're deleting our rankings, still, millions will be able to see it until they erase it, I guess, entirely. We have it up on YouTube in 12 parts. It's all over the web. Just get out there and get it, folks. Or go to prisonplanet.tv where it's in super high quality down to low quality. We have four different versions of it depending on your connection rate. 15 cents a day. That just pays for the bandwidth. And you can go in, if you have a T1 or a good cable modem, folks, you can download copies of this that look almost as good as TV. I mean, there is a high-quality version there for members that is just made to be burned to CD or disc. Oh, go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. After you download it, you can just burn copies in 5-10 minutes. Just every night, make 10 copies while you're sitting there watching TV or surfing the web, and then hand them out to people. Help us! Seriously, folks, I don't want to have to evacuate the U.S. And I've said I'm going to stay here if there's any chance of saving the country. I may evacuate my family. I'm seriously looking at evacuating the United States. I mean, it's that bad, folks. I've said it. If it was some new country that was free, like America was to some extent in the 50s, habeas corpus, free market, Bill of Rights, and I was like a German or a Jew, I'd leave Germany. There's nowhere to go. It's a global government. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest, Chris Floyd, prolific syndicated columnist, writes for some of the biggest papers in the world. Chris Floyd, tell us about your new book, Empire Burlesque.
Oh, well, book, that's a, Empire Burlesque, High Crimes and Low Comedy in the Bush Imperium. It's basically a sort of a history of how we got to where we are today, a history, a real-time history on the ground as it's happening, because it's taken from these weekly columns that I wrote for, again, mostly for the Moscow Times and also for Counterpunch, a couple pieces for The Nation, things like that, mostly Moscow Times and Counterpunch. and other pieces are on the web, and now, of course, for my blog, which got started a couple last year, and it's called Empire Burlesque also. And what it gives you is just, it sort of lays it out step by step, how we got to this, what was going on, and you can just see. One good thing is, as you read, you can see the patterns forming, and you see how they just repeat over and over again. If you read this...
And everybody should get Empire Burlesque. Here's the problem. If you follow the trend, and it's not stopping, I see where it leads, Chris. I know you see where it leads. Tell folks where it leads.
Well, I mean, you just look at it. It leads to what we've just practically got right now. It leads to an authoritarian, militarized leader state, you know, the Unitary Executive States of America is what I would call it now, the UESA. And at least what we have right now. I mean, it's what we have a step-by-step we're getting into this. I mean, of course, you know, what the Bush people have done, they've exacerbated and carried forward trends that have been in the American system for many years. I mean, you know that also.
Coming to its scrofulous head.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's the apotheosis of all this sort of stuff. And in the book will just sort of show you how that has happened, you know, step by step, and brings up right up to probably about 3 months ago. So, you know, it just gets you right into where we are. The whole thing, you know, Fallujah. I mean, one good thing about all these things you may have forgotten as new outrages come along, you know, is, oh, right, you know, what about Fallujah when they did this? What about this? What about that? What about that? But as you get back to Iran, one salient point that might be gotten from the book is if you watch. Because I was tracking this build-up to the war to Iraq long before they started rolling it out in September 2002. But even before that, I was tracking their statements, tracking their actions, tracking their troop movements. And you can just see it was coming, and there was no way it was not going to come, the war against Iraq.
That's right. And do you see that same pattern now that they've already committed, point of no return, whatever they say is window dressing, they're going to strike Iran?
I see that pattern happening. I don't have the same sense of absolute certainty that it's going to happen just because the sort of meta situation around it, you know, the political situation.
That's right. The tide has turned against them.
Somewhat because of people like you, because of all the people that are, you know, because the polls are against them.
Here's the problem.
I know you said this before. Having their backs against the wall, them having their poll numbers drop, even makes it more dangerous. Because then what else? They have nothing else to do.
That's what I was going to say, Chris Floyd. That's what I was going to say, Chris Floyd, author of Empire Burlesque, is that it's a catch-22. If we let them do what they want, they're going to stage attacks and stage provocations and attack Iran. But if we do press them all the way, you know, to the wall, they may do something even bigger, like government-sponsored terror.
Well, absolutely. No, all the elements are in place. You know, as you've noted before, I mean, all the elements are in place for them to do anything they want to now. All the elements are in place. Right now for the attack on Iraq, you know, as Cy Hirsch reported months ago, we've got covert operators inside Iraq, and you have seen that, you've probably seen the news. Of course, these are in the back pages of the news and the briefs. You know, little terrorist attacks happening inside Iran all the time, terrorist attacks all the time. You know, we've got the MEK terrorist group, stationed in Iraq. They're Iranian terrorists. You've probably heard of them, sort of a cult-like Iranian terrorist group that Saddam Hussein took in. And they acted as assassins and enforcers for Saddam Hussein, and now Bush has adopted them, and he's getting ready to unleash them on Iran. We've got the naval battle groups that we've talked about. You know, we've got all these things ready. I mean, whatever they want to do for Iran, they can do. And also, as you've covered in all your writings and movies, the infrastructure for you know, outright fascist state is already in place, you know, rounding up people. Halliburton's got their contracts.
Yeah, I don't think Iran and Iraq are even the big targets. They're hors d'oeuvres. The real target is totally capturing us.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, I know, absolutely. But, well, I've always, you know, the war on terror is a war of terror, and one of the main targets is the homeland, you know. I mean, this word that they've used, this sort of awful word they've adopted for our country, you know, I mean, that we are the targets. Of course we're part of the targets.
Well, that's the thing, Chris Floyd. I mean, it seems like they're trying to adopt Nazi terminology. It seems like they're trying to be as thuggish and gangsterish. I mean, homeland, protect the homeland. I mean, this is right out of 1984.
No, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't believe it when they first started using it. And it, you know, popped out right after 9/11. Oh, and they... As you say, they began adopting this terminology as if we always used it. Had you ever heard an American politician talk about the homeland? I mean, we didn't talk about that. They didn't have homeland security, homeland defense during World War II. It was nothing like that. You know, we talked about domestic defense. We talked about the country. I mean, but yes, they're adopting all these things because they're doing the same sort of thing because they want unrestricted power
And if you want unrestricted power in a country, you will obviously do the same sort of things. You know, it's like a, no matter what your ideology is, if your ideology is Nazism or if it's communism or if it's whatever theirs is, rapacious crony capitalism, whatever you want to call it, you're going to see the same sort of patterns emerging because that's just how you seize unrestrained power, you know, and the same sort of lies, the same sort of subterfuge.
And, of course, the founding fathers told us that the point of tyranny we'll live under is the exact point and level that we put up with. I guess if we weren't here resisting them to some extent, they'd already have a big black throne out and maybe triumphant arches built to Bush. He would crown himself supreme emperor. I mean, I really think they would go that far. How far do you think they'll get? Because, you know, you talk about the tides turned against them, but because of their massive size and funding, it's like the inertia of this huge juggernaut is still rowing. It's slowing, but will it reach its goal before it finally stops?
Well, that's, again, Alex, this is the great question. You know, I've said before many times, you know, when people talk about, oh, well, the Iraq War is a quagmire and all this kind of thing, but what the Iraq War has done, you see, is transferred billions and billions and billions of dollars out of the public treasury and out of Iraq.
It was designed to be a quagmire. The longer it runs, the more money they get.
That's right. And so you take all that money, and it goes to the Bush faction and their cronies. I mean, that permanently alters, as you said, you know, the power balance in America for decades, no matter what happens, say, in the next election. Whatever happens 2000, 2006, 2008, these people have massive amounts more money than they have
this
before,
is a
more
huge,
power than they have
before. This is a huge Nazi war chest.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it will go on, it will run for generations. So, I mean, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, whether they will, take it all the way or not. I don't see, at this point, I don't really see what will stop them.
Basically, it's like a big octopus that's come out from under the rock, eaten them a couple big meals, gotten even fatter, and it may run up underneath the rock again if we drive it in there, but it's still going to be sneaking out, grabbing people forever.
Well, of course, because if you go back, you know, I go back to, like, tracking politics a long way. I mean, I was a young man then, but back during the Nixon days. And, you know, we felt like at that time, Watergate, Nixon's impeachment and resignation, you know, we sort of killed the snake, right? As you said, we sort of killed the octopus. You know, wow, you know, now we're free of all this stuff. But, you know, you have to maintain that vigilance because it comes back. These people in power now, who? Cheney, Rumsfeld, Kissinger, for God's sake, you know, being the main advisor of these people. It all has come back. You can't ever relax. You can't ever, you know, relax your vigilance. And so if Bush disappeared tomorrow, if they impeached him, you know,
they got 10,000 more just like him. Let's take a call. Yeah. Joe in Wisconsin and Jonathan and Evan. That's the only calls we have time for. Joe, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Floyd, Alex. I did a personal analysis of dictatorships of Bush and Hussein, and everything that Bush was accusing Hussein of doing, he is now doing.
Yeah, rape rooms, secret police, death
camps. The whole nine yards. What I wanted to do is, since everybody's chomping at the bit, saying, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do, I just wanted to say this. We should have a Constitution Action Day. And if anything happens before we get that off, we should have a Constitution Reaction Day. And I wanted to be the point man for it. I wanted to get all the materials. People just download it. Don't even say who you are. Just set things up in your own community. At the end of the evening, pull out one of Alex's videos, pop it in the VCR, DVD, whatever, and just, you know, make a potluck night out of it and just discuss the Constitution, Bill of Rights, everything, because I think they're able to.
But the government would call that Terror Day, because in a bunch of their federally written manuals, they say those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists.
Well, that's too bad, but
I mean, they really do say that, but who cares with these terrorists? They're really the terrorists. And listen, send me some info on that. We might work on something like that. I appreciate the call. Going back to Chris Floyd on that issue, two issues he brought up there. Everything they've accused Saddam of, which our government helped put him in power to do, they've now done in spades, whether it's death squads, torture camps, rape rooms. And then the second thing that the caller was bringing up there, made me think of the fact that the real terrorists are the people that overthrew our Constitution. They're really the usurpers. This administration, they're the revolutionary aliens to our form of government. Chris Floyd?
Well, absolutely. I mean that sort of goes without question. The real terrorists, you have a few freelance terrorists out there who can take pot shots now and then and yeah, do some damage, hurt some people, and that's bad. But throughout history, the real terrorism has been state terrorism, and now we have the most powerful state in the world, most powerful military, and it's run by people who have a terrorist mentality. And as the caller said, I mean, of course Hussein and Bush have done the same things, and Bush, having more power and more money, has done been you know, at a different level of magnitude, because it's what we were talking about, because they want the same thing. They wanted unrestricted power to do what they want and to bloat their cronies, you know, gorge their cronies with goods and wield dominion over other people. So they do the same sort of things. And Bush, having more power, does it at a greater magnitude. I mean, we know that Bush, in the last 3 years, has killed at least 250,000 Iraqi civilians. I mean, this is, I mean, I myself, you know, we throw these numbers around and we just don't, you know, let them sink in. But, I mean, that is just staggering. It's just, you know, it's, and so the level of crime is just staggering like that. You're right.
And we're talking about very cold-blooded people. I mean, so many Americans think we're getting power in Iraq. We're part of the fun. We're part of the empire. The very people that think nothing of Iraqi women and children do not care about you, America. They could care less about you. And every ruling, every action, every law, everything that's being done is about raping the living daylights out of you financially. That's just so sick. Final segment with Chris Floyd. Final segment, period.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Final segment, two final calls. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air with Chris Floyd. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from University of Texas, San Antonio down here.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
We started a student organization down here, Students for 9/11 Truth. We started this Monday, and we've had really good support down here. We have about 120 people on our mailing list, about 60 members so far. And next week we're going to be handing out Terror Storm DVDs.
Awesome. And, thank you.
No problem. Just doing whatever we can to get the word out. But we've been educating people. We've been putting posters up and telling people about HR 6166. It's amazing how many people don't know about it.
Well, we need to repeal it. You know, Bush got total blanket liability protection passed for the vaccine makers. We made them repeal that. Once people find out it was, they spun it that it was a defeat of Bush, and in truth it was a total empowerment. Chris Floyd, what do you think of that smoke and mirrors trick?
Well, it's absolutely, I mean, he's absolutely right. People don't know anything about it. They wasn't reported, as you said, it wasn't reported for what it was. It was reported as the tail end of this sham negotiation between McCain and all these, you know, McCain and Warner and Bush. Again, even if that was real, we'd have a small sliver of the elite trying to decide what, you know, how much liberty we can have. But that was just a sham in the first place. And so, no one knows about it. But as you say, if it somehow could be made to know what's going on, I don't know, you know, if the Democrats had, would just, if the Democrats in the Senate would stage a one-day strike and say, look, we're not doing any business today, of course, the Senate's now closed, but, you know, it would have called attention to this sort of thing, but they wouldn't do that. You know, they just stood up on the day of the bill, and they made a few fine speeches that they should have been making for the last 5 years, and then, and they wouldn't even filibuster the bill. And he's right. No one knows what the import of the bill is, because, of course, you know, the next day, it happened on Thursday, and the next day was, you know, Friday Night Football, and after that was the weekend. So
sure. Jonathan, keep it up. I want to know more about 9/11 Truth in San Antonio.
We want to get you down here sometime. Help us out down here.
Well, I'd love to try to do that, but just get a website, get some organization together, and you can certainly plug it here. Thank you. And thanks for handing out Terror Storm. I need people's help getting it out. Evan in Florida, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I got two things to say. The first one is, so if you were to leave America, where would you go?
Well, no, that's my point. There's nowhere to run. It's that serious, folks. That's how bad this is.
So we're all sort of stuck here. I don't even think we could leave if we tried.
Well, no, for now, but after Bush nukes the city and blames it on Iran or releases smallpox or something, Lord knows what they'll do, then things could get real serious. That's the whole point. Chris Floyd, I mean, do you think I'm exaggerating, or do you think we're in danger of going into a total Nazi-type state?
Well, I think that's a genuine risk. I mean, absolutely, it's a risk, because as we said before, the sort of structure's in place if they want to push it that far. And you're right about, you know, I live in England right now for family reasons, but yes, you know, it's even worse over here in some degrees. I mean, they have incredible draconian powers over here, you know, and they basically outlaw protest over here if they want to outlaw it. You can't get three people together, and if you press, like, say, a leaflet on someone twice, they can arrest you for harassment over here. So, I mean, that's the real trouble. As you mentioned,
well, now they're banning leaflets saying they're bad for the environment.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, whatever trick they can pull, that's what they'll do.
I was all over London, and cops would walk over and go, turn your cameras off, you're not allowed to videotape. Yeah. Cameras everywhere watching me.
Well, absolutely. Well, I was in the Soviet Union in the early 1980s for a visit, and it's the same sort of thing now. Don't take pictures here, don't take pictures there, don't do this, don't do that, you know. That's the same sort of thing that's coming, so...
All right, thank you for the call, Evan. Sorry we're out of time. Chris Floyd, I want to have you back on again. The book is Empire Burlesque, available, and the blog is Empire Burlesque. Just type Chris Floyd into Google, you'll find it. We have links to his sites and places he contributes to on Infowars.com. Godspeed, my friend. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right, thank you, Alex. Thanks very much.
Have a great evening. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And you can always listen to the show rebroadcast over and over again at Infowars.com off the free web stream. You can also subscribe to our little system where we will serve it out to you, the podcasting of the show every day, available for free at Infowars.com. Now get out there and take on the New World Order and tell folks about Terror Storm.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.